The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. You know what I wouldn't miss at all? The vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin and the cravings. Oh my God, I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled up in batter and deep fried. But now it's easier to manage PMS with estro control and Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to stressors, so the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. There are 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony right now, and the biggest benefit is women saying they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's HAPPMAMMOTH.com and use the code Lexi at checkout. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, and thanks for tuning in to a new episode. What's up? How's everybody doing? We're in a new month. It's April 1st. Astrologically speaking, I don't know what side of the internet that you're on, but I am well aware that we are in the middle of an eclipse as well as Mercury in retrograde. So April's going to be one of the most astrologically charged months of this year. So it can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. I don't know what it's going to mean for me, but that's something that I'm acutely aware of, and it's in the back of my mind. And I would like to shove it down, compartmentalize it, but not that great at that. Where do most people stand on compartmentalization? I come from a family of really impressive compartmentalizers. It's astonishing what they are willing to put away and not think about. Not only am I in tune with my feelings, they show flat on my face. If I'm not having it, you can see it. If I'm having it, oh, you can also absolutely see it. I'm probably beaming. Doesn't make for a great liar, though. But I believe in honesty, so it works out in my favor. Thank God. I'm just going to go into this whole concept of if lying was important to you, then you would probably be a better liar. I'm not naturally a great liar, but because lying's not important to me on a regular basis, I haven't learned to be better at it because I don't find it to be an asset for my own personal life. I think lying is a fascinating concept, though, and I don't think it's as black and white. I mean, I know for myself, not my preference, but I can clearly see for other people the benefits of where it would work out and why it makes sense. You could argue some points that it is for the greater good. I don't think so, but I would be open to hearing. But compartmentalizing, if I'm a little upset with someone, I have a hard time biting my tongue and moving on, I have to say something. I think lying and cheating are really fascinating. Is similarly, and I swear when I'm saying these things, I'm not attempting to sound all high and mighty. I've lied. I've cheated on tests, never cheated in a relationship. And I was thinking about cheating recently in a conversation with a friend about another friend that we have who is incredibly tangled in a relationship. And I truly don't condone cheating. You know, I cheated in school, whatever. Well, or maybe not whatever. Maybe that's really bad to you. I've never cheated in a relationship, or I don't like cheating in a game because it feels like I'm not playing it. Which also, games, so telling of people. There's so much psychology to analyze between cheating, lying, game playing. Anyway, I need to get back to my point. We have a friend of ours in a relationship and probably on the lower end of self-esteem where she may not be strong enough to leave the relationship unless there was another person to pull her out of it. So it pokes a hole in the blanket statement. I would support a man coming in and swooping her out. If that's the way that she has to get out of this relationship, I'm here for it. I'll say it. And it was interesting to have that concept come to life in real time and change my opinion in that moment, because I finally saw an instance in where I guess condone cheating. Yeah, cheating, it doesn't hit the same to me. For example, if I were to play a game and cheat in the game and win, that's not satisfying. If I won something while cheating, the win would not be satisfying. If I played the game with the rules and won, victory has never tasted so sweet. If I cheated, I would have a sour taste in my mouth. It's similar to a concept that I was listening to in a Huberman Lab episode. They were talking about cheating in games, and the point of the game is the rules of the game. Like, that's what you're playing. That's the whole point. And they were comparing it to people lying in their diary. And that was the first time I'd ever thought, wow, yeah, some people lie in their diary, I'm sure. I mean, if anything is possible to think of, it has to be possible to exist. There's far more outlandish thoughts than someone lying in their diary. But that really surprised me, because your diary is your little sanctuary. As someone who really, really exposed it all out on the paper, I will say there's certain times where I'm writing, and if it's about a person, I try to keep it as vague as possible. I don't want to write down all the dirty details. God forbid they were to ever get their hands on it. Should really like burn after writing situation in that case. But my God, to lie in a diary, at that point it's just creative writing. But cheating in rock climbing, for instance, that's possible. There's a certain way to climb boulders if you're at the rock climbing gym. They're very simple. It's just you start with two hands on the rock where the tag is. Every single route has a little tag telling you the level. So you'd start with two hands on that, unless said otherwise. And then you finish with two hands touching the final rock or the top of the wall, depending on where it is. And you're also only allowed to climb those color boulders. So if it's a route, it's all going to be red or it's all going to be green. You're not allowed to touch anything that's not that color. And if I were to climb something and my foot accidentally step on the wrong color, even though technically I went to the top, I'd feel proud that I got there, but I wouldn't feel as if I successfully completed that climb because I didn't. Those things just matter to me. I love having rules in place. That way I can decide on my own whether or not it's worth breaking. I like to know where we stand. I like to know where I stand. And the only differentiation to me following or not following rules is whether or not they feel logical. If they're logical, I'll follow them. If someone has a barrier put in place, there's a fence around the side of a cliff, and they say, we've had 3 cars fall off of this. We needed to put a barrier so people knew, don't get too close. This cliff tends to have some fallout. It's not safe. You know who's not walking past that barrier? Me. That makes perfect sense. And then there's rules that don't make sense to me. A friend of mine and I, we were going to a football game. And if you've been to a stadium recently, you either have to have a very small bag or a clear bag, depends. Some concert venues let you in with like a certain amount bag, which those are rules that are so stupid to me, where some employees are sticklers on the policy, where if your bag is an inch longer than it should be, it's like, you know, the point of the rule is just to have small bags so people can't, I don't know, put dangerous things in them or sneak in bottles of God knows what. I don't know. But when you're a stickler over a point that doesn't make a difference, a friend of mine and I, we're walking into this football game. I had a clear bag, she had a clear bag, but her clear bag was pink transparent. You know, you can still see through it perfectly, but it's pink. And they said, ma'am, you need to throw that out. She started laughing because she assumed he was joking. And he goes, no, it's pink. And she starts laughing. And he goes, no, I'm serious. You need to throw that out. It's not clear, it's pink. She's like, but you can see through it. And he goes, yeah, the policy is clear. That is pink, that's not clear. Oh my God, it started to escalate so quickly. Then like another employee was brought over and she was getting sassy, and I felt so bad for my friend because they were really just ripping her a new one. And you know she had no malintent. And the craziest thing is like that's the bag she uses for games. That's her designated bag. She's never had a problem with it. She got it. She was using it because it was clear. And they made her throw it out. I'm like, that's a rule. And I'm like, you are causing an issue with someone that is not going to benefit anyone. Also, not to mention, it wasn't like a very inexpensive bag, and it was from Tokyo or something. The whole point of the rule is probably for safety. You can see through her bag. You know that all she has in it is her phone, lip gloss, some keys, and some cards. You know that she's not a danger to the stadium, so why are you making her throw this bag away? But then there's rules. You're at a beach, a certain point is blocked off. That's because they are trying to regrow the nature. That makes sense. We're trying to protect something. Let's not go there because there's a process happening and we don't want to disrupt it. Maybe there's turtles that are hatching eggs. Let's leave that space alone. That makes sense to me. Not letting my friend into a football game because her bag was pink clear instead of clear is a waste of everybody's time and energy. I have no way to transition this to the next point. I'm just staring at my notebook, looking at my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. list. And I'm looking down at the points being like, so how can I turn saving the turtles into the guest gifting that I went to? I don't think we can. So let's just start from the top of what I've been up to. Every single day this week, I've posted a TikTok. If you're on TikTok, so am I. In like a big way. I'm really having fun with it. On Monday, I made a redesigning my deck video. On Tuesday, I posted a story time from my dragon fruit incident. I was at the climbing gym. I wanted to grab some food before I went home, so I stopped at Erewhon. And they have dragon fruit there that is so delicious. It's a treat because it's a small box for $15, and I try to really savor it. You know, only have a few bites because it's precious. But whatever, I was really hungry, and it was tasting so good, so I gobble it down. Yum, yum, yum. I love this dragon fruit. It tastes so fresh and delicious and sweet, and it's hydrating and refreshing. Oh, it's so good. No complaints. Then I finish my meal, sitting on my phone, stomach gurgles a little bit, don't really think much of it. Okay, cool, we're digesting. I don't even think I had a thought that conscious. Get in my car, think, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom when I get home. Once again, that's as far as the thought went. Suddenly I'm in an emergency. It's go time. I look at my ETA, you have 12 minutes. I think I can make it 12 minutes. I think I can make it 12 minutes. I think I can make it 11 minutes. Only 10 minutes left. I think I can hold it for 10 minutes. I mean, the way I was speeding, it's a miracle I did not get pulled over. Someone was looking after me because I was not in a position to be pulled over. I would have had a emergency in my car, and that was not going to happen. When I get to my house, the way that I didn't even take my bags, I just sprinted. Later, I Googled, is dragon fruit a laxative? It certainly is. It certainly is. So be careful. It was not a pleasant experience. But what did I do the next day? Because I was at the grocery store and there was a perfect looking dragon fruit. So I did purchase one. But I'm just going to eat it the way that I was before. You got to be cautious with it. Small amounts. But Monday was good. I recorded a little story time on my dragon fruit. I'm in the process of trying to redecorate my deck. We'll see what happens with it. I'm just trying to get new cushions for this couch. You can go watch the video because I was an idiot and I threw out my couch cushions because they were so destroyed. But realistically, I should have just thrown out the covers. I was being stupid. And now I'm left with this obscure shaped couch that doesn't fit the standard size cushions. It's not a problem. It's a little deal, just a little annoying. And then that night, I took a rock climbing class. It was an intermediate class. There were three of us. And you know what? I don't know if it was worth it. I really expected to learn a lot, but I've learned more from YouTube videos than I did from our coach. He was great guy, but I don't feel like I left that class with new techniques. Wasn't fabulous, but I'm proud of myself for taking that because it's been something that I've wanted to do for myself for a long time. And then Wednesday was the best day of the week. It was perfect and sunny, and I have officially hired someone to work with me on Instagram Reels and the podcast and promoting it. So that was exciting, very girl boss moment. And then Claudia invited me over to her house to have a little work/pool day. So I got to edit the podcast in the sun. We did a workout. We went swimming in the pool. I had a good time. I had a really good time. We hung out with the dogs. I got my work done and also got to be outside. And that's a perfect weekday for me. I don't like having to sacrifice time outside to work. just because most of my work is on a computer. But if there is a scenario in which I can be outside in the fresh air while also getting what I need to get done done, I'm the happiest camper on this planet. And then I went home and showered and went to La Dolce Vita for dinner. I went with a couple friends, which I have food friends and then friends that I get dinner with to catch up. And one of my food friends was at, let me define food friend for you. A food friend to me is someone that enjoys going to a restaurant to taste the food and you like to spend the dinner talking about the food. I love that. If I'm going to take the time to eat this special meal, I want to spend the time tasting it and discussing it and giving our opinions and being little restaurant reviewers. That's what I want to do. So I had one of my food friends there, and then the other two friends were just, you know, chatty girlfriends. So they're talking about, you know, the psychic that they saw and like the job that they're working. And I'm looking over, my food friend is Tyra. She's one of my best friends, I live with her. Anyway, I'm like looking across the table at her, trying not to interrupt our other friend and saying, this shrimp is so good. This sauce is incredible, because I wanted to get it out. I'm like, well, I'm not going to have a chance to express how much I like this appetizer because our friend's still telling a story. I'm like, the shrimp appetizer at Dolce Vita, it's this tomato sauce, but there's a spice to it. There's garlic. It's really good. It's really good. And then they do a tableside Caesar. I don't know if I need tableside service. And then we had pasta al limon, which Tyra said was her favorite pasta that she's had in LA. And I really think Antico Nuovo is better. And that was my review. Then Thursday, I had a real influencer day. Got up bright and early, made my way to some house in Beverly Hills or West Hollywood. Maybe it was the Hollywood Hills. And I had a little wellness morning with Sulwhasoo, which is a skincare brand. They had us over for a morning stretch and meditation. They gave us a little workout outfit to wear. There was breakfast from Erewhon. I certainly had myself a green juice, some chia seed pudding. Then they had the talks, which is maybe a lymphatic massage, something of the sort. And they gave me a stomach massage and a sculpting facial. The facial felt so relaxing. The stomach one was a bit painful. I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But maybe if I was getting ready for an event and I wanted to be extra snatched, then I would do it. But I was just in a t-shirt when I left. I'm like, no one's going to see my snatched waist right now. Then I met up with a friend at Soho House and we worked. This is one thing about me. If we're having a work day, if we're having a little work session, that's not code for let's be chatty with our laptops open. I'm working. We can have little chit chats in between, but I'm going to be in the zone and you'll be next to me, ideally in your zone. And this is the first time this friend and I had worked together, and it worked. No pun intended. Really well. Got the podcast finished, got it up, got my emails done, because email is not me. That's one of my weaknesses. I'll say it. Yeah. But got caught up on that. Started planning out a video that I had for YouTube. That was all good. And then I went to a guest gifting for Coachella, which was fun. I saw one of my friends there. He's so bubbly and full of energy and just, you know when someone just lights you up when you see them? He's one of those. Love, 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 love. And I got to go around. Gifting suites are crazy. It's free shopping. It's one of the wildest things on this planet. Like, how in the world did I arrive and I was given a tote and you go, here's the first table. Here are sunglasses. Let us know which one you want. Here is skincare from Kate Somerville. Would you like a moisturizer, a cleanser, an acne treatment, or all three? Here are racks of clothes. Let us know your favorites. Here's some nail polish and some cuticle balm. It was wild. They never cease to amaze me. Giftings are, they are heaven sent. You're like, what the hell? How did I get here? This is like a dream come true to shop and not have to pull out a credit card. Come on. It's like shopping with my mom as a kid. I'm like, I got to get whatever I wanted. Talk about being spoiled. I was the only daughter of a shopaholic mother. there was rarely no's. I can't remember a single time my mom said, let's not get both. Now keep the bags in the trunk. I'll bring them up to your closet after your father's asleep. Yeah, she was a shopaholic. Oh, she makes me laugh. She makes me smile. I miss my mom. And whenever I'm doing a little gifting spree, she's always there with me. She's always there with me. Or if I ever have a really good shopping day, because I'm not much of a shopper myself. I'm a little bit of a shopper, but not anything like she was. And my dad's a shopper too, but my mom was the queen. But anytime I'm having a really good shopping day or a gifting spree, she's there with me. So then, since I was out of the neighborhood, I decided to meet up with a friend. We hung out at his house, did a little meditation. Two meditations in one day. It was nice. I honestly felt like the meditation in the morning helped me drop in to the second meditation faster, because he was just freeballing it. We were just sitting with, what are they called? What are the sound bowls? Can you tell that I'm full-blown LA right now? What a chapter. But I love this stuff. Why not? Different strokes for different folks. Whatever's making you happy at this point, great. Sound bowls. I think that's what they're called. We're listening to some quartz sound bowls, having a sound bath maybe, and he was freestyling a guided meditation, and I could feel my body getting physically closer and farther from him. I could feel him getting closer and farther from me. It felt like we were like shifting, our energies were like touching, and then it would go back to our personal space, and then they would touch and they would go back. He brought that up after the meditation. I'm like, I felt the exact same thing. It was like drugs without them. And then we got happy hour. Then I met up with some friends for dinner. And then I got home. And I unfortunately still had work to do because I didn't really work besides that little middle day section. It didn't matter that it was 11 o'clock at night. I had to record a bunch of ad reads for the podcast, which you'll hear one of them. There's one that's a book that you can get for your mom. Oh, and I almost started crying during the ad read, but I wanted to talk about it because it's a great gift if your mom's still around. Because I, for the last year I said no to any Mother's Day sponsors, because I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to talk about it, but this one I was like, oh, that's really sweet. So when you hear about it, you'll just know how I was feeling during that ad read. And then Friday, I recorded a Get Ready With Me. And it's a story time about the Charlie XCX boiler room. I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast or not, but if you want to know the story, because I made my way up to the front, I have no idea how. I knew I was by the DJ booth. It's around the 14 minute mark, maybe like 15 minute mark, if you want to watch. I make my way up and I was just vibing. I see that the lights are kind of bright, so I put on my sunglasses. I start whipping my purse around, and I'm thinking, where are my friends? When I'm watching this in hindsight, I thought I was with them the whole time. There was never a time that I wasn't with my friends, to my memory. But then somehow made it all the way up. So I recorded a story time giving the details on the impulsive trip to New York and what it all looked like. The video was so fun and easy to film. A French skincare brand wanted to work with me on it. I love them. They're called Typology. They have this 9-ingredient moisturizer that feels so good on my skin. I have it on my skin right now. I love it. I love it. Anyway, they have a ton of other great products. They have so many products, actually, if you go to their website. I talked about a few of them in the video, but, you know, I'm talking about some lip oils and some tanning drops, but they have eczema cream. They have, I don't even know it all. But that's what I did on Friday. Then I posted Pick My Fit. And then I had Ella give me a blowout at home. And guess where we posted that? Drumroll, TikTok. And then my housemates and I cuddled up and watched the Entourage movie until it was time to go to sleep. And then Saturday was the anniversary of my mom's passing, which Alex, who was on the, what was her episode name? I think Questions That Keep Me Up at Night. She's one of my best friends. She had me over on Saturday. When I got there, I was greeted with cupcakes that said I'm loved beyond words. Then I hear a knock at the door, and her older sister brings in her new baby. Oh my gosh, guys, you don't understand. I have no experience with babies. I'm an only child. I had one baby cousin, but he was in Massachusetts and I was in Virginia. You know, I'm not like changing his diaper. And none of my friends have had babies yet. So this was my first baby that I really got to hang out with as an adult. Probably the first baby I've held in a decade, if not longer. And this little girl is the sweetest, easiest baby I've ever met. Because I was talking to Alex after she left. Oh, little baby Scarlett. Oh, she's perfect. She just looks at you. The whole time she was just looking at me, just in wonder, in amazement. It was so special. After she left, I was asking Alex, did we just catch her on a good day? Like, was she just on incredible behavior? Alex was like, no, she just kind of liked that. So maybe I met the easiest baby in the whole world, but my God, she just curled up on my arm and we hung out. And her hands are smaller than my thumb, her whole hand. Oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable that there are babies out on this world that are the size of baby dolls, obviously, because they're real life babies. But it's like seeing a small puppy where you can't believe that they actually have a brain and a heartbeat and lungs. There's organs inside. It's unbelievable. So that was fun. That was a fun little surprise. And I wanted that so badly. I wanted to hang out with someone so new to life on a day that I'm traditionally thinking about death. And then we took a long beach walk, sat in the sand, and then Alex took me to Den Mother. It's on Abbot Kinney, and it's sort of a spa where you can get treatments like a massage. We did the sauna cold plunge, and then after that was done, we sat in front of the fire under some blankets and ordered, you can order Butcher's Daughter because it's next door and they bring it to you, and we had dinner in front of a fire, all cozy up, drinking some tea. And I wanted to go out. That was my intention. After we were sitting on the beach, I said, let's get some drinks. Let's have a night. No, after Den Mother, Mother Den, Den Mother, we're like, no, let's go home. This is 28. Relaxing with my girly. And then we fell asleep watching The Sound of Music. And then yesterday was Easter. Did you guys have a good Easter? Did you wear pastels? Skinny bunnies, paint an egg. I auditioned for a beauty brand, so keep your fingers crossed for me. Went climbing, ran a couple miles. My friend went to the bunny museum, which, wow, I need to go to the bunny museum. Can you believe there's a bunny museum? How cute. Imagine looking on Find My Friends and you see me and I'm at the bunny museum. That's perfect. And then I rounded out my evening going to Fluffy McCloud's, which is an ice cream shop in my neighborhood. That's incredible. It's probably Echo Park. Like pistachio ice cream. This is unlike any pistachio ice cream I've ever had. Ella was looking it up. Apparently it's pistachio paste they get from Italy and it tastes like it. I've never had anything. Ugh, I bought a pint. It's in my freezer. But we finished off the day with that and then I watched Love Island and finished it. It was Love Island Australia, I think season 5. That season was great. That season was so good. It should win an Emmy. Really, and the men were so hot. Kale, Nate, Andy, those are my three faves. Probably in that order too, but I loved them. And there were some horrible men, but wow, the good ones were good. And now it's Monday, sweet, sweet Monday, a fresh start, April 1st, a Monday on the first of the month, like scratches an itch in my brain. Let's get into your questions now. I asked on Instagram, my handle is Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, and I'm going to scroll through, but first a word from today's sponsors. Let's talk wellness, ladies. I know some of you love yourself, a new wellness brand, something to hop on, and let me tell you about Fleur Marché. They deliver simple, quality, and affordable wellness solutions. Founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Their plant-based wellness patches deliver ingredients topically. These ingredients are then absorbed into the skin and into the bloodstream. You just stick it right on your skin. They're vegan, cruelty-free, latex-free, tested for pesticides, herbicides, and other contaminants before and after production.
Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for the At Lexi listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code Lexi at checkout. Orders over $50 get free shipping. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code Lexi for 20% off your first order. Okay, I'm gonna get a little sad girl for a second. But Mother's Day is around the corner, and if your mother is still in your life, a really unique gift that you could get is My Life in a Book. How it works is that every week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or custom questions that you wish to ask, and then she can either type her response or record her voice. And My Life in a Book compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And then they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. So it's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Woo! If you're interested, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi for 10% off today.
And we're back. Starting from the top, Emily June asks, something that made you smile this week, meeting baby Scarlett. She's like just over a month old. She's so fresh to the earth. It's, warms my heart. Soph wants to know my summer plans. I have plans, which I don't want to back out on, but summer plans are being created right now. I'll say that. Nothing is set. I don't have any tickets bought, but what has been thrown out there is doing an apartment swap with a friend of mine in New York, where she'll live in my LA apartment and I'll live in her New York apartment. Italy has been thrown out. Sweden and Denmark has been thrown out. I mean, I would love to go to Sweden, but as I said, no tickets have been bought. Tatum wants to know how to balance wanting the clean girl simple style with wanting a unique funky style. It's hard. I mean, you can just do it depending on the day. If you're feeling funky, go out wearing some colors. If it's early in the morning and you don't have time to accessorize yourself, you just want to get out the door, do a quick sleek back ponytail, sleek back bun, claw clip with your minimal pieces. Call it a morning. I think people have different styles throughout the week as well as different styles from day to night. So you can be a clean girl in the morning and a funky, unique girly in the evening. Eric wants to know thoughts on me creating a podcast at 17. If you have an interest, why not try? I feel that way about anything at any age. If you asked me the same question, thoughts on me creating a podcast at 97, I would give you the same answer. If you have a curiosity, explore it. You owe it to yourself. Madison wants to know what's your favorite activity to do in the spring? Anything outside, just now that it's warm enough to be really enjoying outside. I mean, you can enjoy outside. There's no bad weather, only bad clothes. But I like being in open-toed shoes. If I can have the dogs out, I want them. I want them to see the sun. So I was drawing with sidewalk chalk in front of my house. I have a really great blanket that I bring to the park and I'll sit and read. I've had some outside work days. As I was saying, on Wednesday, working from the pool, now that it's that kind of weather and it's not overwhelmingly hot because it's not summer yet. I'm like, summer's here. No, spring is here, okay? Summer, I would need to cool down my car before I got into it because it would be so overheated. We're not dealing with that. This has been perfect weather. Spring is the time that when you're at the hostess stand and they say, do you have a preference inside or outside? It's the time you start saying outside. Nicola wants to know how to talk about tough to talk about things with a partner. Bringing it up is going to make you feel better. Having the conversation, though difficult, is ultimately going to serve you because if it's already on your mind, you're just having the conversation with yourself in your head. And if you're already having the conversation with yourself in your head, why not bring the other person that's included in it a part of the real conversation? Hard questions lead to hard answers, but they also free you because it's good to get it out there. There's no need to perpetuate a relationship where neither of you are talking about the hard stuff. You want a partner that is with you through it. So let them give you the chance to do that. Yasmin wants to know if I read A Little Life. She said she's reading it right now and she's dreading the end of it. Yes, I read A Little Life. It's quite the journey. I really did like it the whole time I was reading it, and I have heard really mixed reviews from people afterward that it's trauma porn, that it's so hard to get into. I don't know why I didn't have that experience. I really enjoyed it, but I have no desire to go back and read it again. Have I watched Dune 2 yet? Not yet. And that's a question from Adeja. Andalik asks for my favorite non-alcoholic drink. I love a beverage. Alcoholic or not, I have so many favorite non-alcoholic drinks. I love an iced tea. I love an iced coffee. I love a hot tea and I love a hot coffee. I love a hot chocolate. I love lemonade. I love a Diet Coke. I mean, there are so many beverages that I love. I love a smoothie. I love boba tea. I love a poppy. I love a LaCroix. I mean, the list goes on. I can't think of very many non-alcoholic drinks I don't like. Sky Dizzle wants to know, where do I see myself in 10 years? When you imagine your future partner, what qualities do you see? In my future partner, and in 10 years, I see a big family. I see a big house. I feel a warmth. I feel like there's a cuddle puddle happening. Like, we're all just cuddled up. Maybe we're watching something on the couch. Maybe we're playing a game all sitting on the floor. I'm picturing a living room and a kitchen in a house. There's a specific one that's coming to me. A really comfortable couch. I'm smiling. The sun is shining. When I imagine my future partner, what qualities do I see? I see them having a really close relationship with their amazing family. I imagine them wanting to have kids and be a parent and really looking forward to it. I see them seeing me and they adore me for it. There's a true partnership. There's a really big sense of trust. There's a really strong bond between us. Like, we are a team. And there is love. A lot of love. Speaking of love, someone asked me if I think lizards fall in love. Probably not, right? Should we Google it? Do lizards? I hope so, but I don't think so. Fall in love. According to Cora, they're able to feel stress, fear, discomfort, and aggression. However, short-term monogamous relationships have been reported in some lizard species. Also, reptiles can actually get and do get quite attached to their humans if they are a pet. You can tell if a lizard likes you. I definitely was thinking of lizards falling in love with each other, but I'm sure lizards might have an attachment towards you if you own a lizard. So how can you tell if a lizard likes you? It'll close its eyes and try to snuggle into you more, or climbing up on the back of your neck and going to sleep, enjoying your warmth. Can lizards get lonely? Some lizards live solitary lives outside of breeding season, so probably not. Lizards do really learn how to recognize people, though. So much to learn about animals. Someone asked who asked this? Quinn, if I had to pick a different career outside of everything that I do, what would it be? I'm glad you clarified something outside, because I'd be like, I'd have a talk show. And it's like, girl, you basically do. No, I would work with plants and animals. I would be outside doing some exploration. I would be a proper explorer. I would be an archaeologist. I would be out there in the world, the natural world, exploring. Maybe I'd be in the Amazon. I don't know. But I would be out there, because I feel really alive when I'm doing that as well. My favorite things on this whole planet are people, nature, and animals. In the sun, I'm good to go. Someone asked, what are your simple pleasures? Probably those things. However, I do also like to live a little bit of a bougier lifestyle, so I'd want to be doing those things in comfort. You know? There's so many different topics to really discuss. I was having this chat with Alex because we had been together all day and we're just yapping along. And I'm like, how have we never run out of things to say? How do women never run out of things to say? I have no idea. It's really amazing. Like, I host a solo podcast. How do I do this? I don't know. This was a casual breezy episode, nothing crazy hard hitting. I know it's the anniversary of my mom's passing, but I just don't feel like digging into that today. It's a Monday. I wanted to keep it light. I hope you guys had a good Easter. Happy spring. I hope you're enjoying this April. Apparently it's astrologically charged, so that could mean just about anything. But thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. If you like this podcast, leave it a little review. You can find me on TikTok. I also have that YouTube video. I'm very online right now, so lots of places to find me. I'll talk to you guys here, though, next week. Take care. XOXO. Lexi.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.